I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 25th. A Quincy man has been sentenced to 110 months or over 9 years in prison and 5 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to robbing a bank at gunpoint in Weymouth in 2024. 47-year-old Glenn Laguier was sentenced in federal court in Boston this week after the December 2024 holdup at the Santander Bank. Prosecutors say Laguier held up the bank while wearing a mask and pointing a handgun at a clerk demanding cash. Officials say Laguier fled with $947 in cash. He was arrested last June after investigators used surveillance video to identify his vehicle in Quincy. Laguier has served prison time in the past for robbing banks in Braintree, Hanover, Duxbury, and Plymouth. Quincy will be getting a new internet service provider soon. GoNetSpeed has announced that it's bringing its 100% fiber internet network to the city through a $34 million investment. The company says it is the Northeast's largest independent fiber internet provider and will provide service to more than 23,000 residents and businesses in Quincy. GoNetSpeed says once construction begins, customers can sign up as the network comes online. GoNetSpeed says it's already offering service in East Hampton, Springfield, and other Western Massachusetts communities. The company says it's expanding in Salem and Quincy next. It also offers service in 11 states from Maine to Alabama. Their corporate headquarters are located in Rochester, New York. GoNetSpeed is majority owned and backed by Oak Hill Capital, a private equity firm that acquired the company and consolidated several regional fiber providers under the GoNetSpeed brand. City of Quincy says it has reduced visible smoke emissions from city vehicles by 65% under a new pilot program. Officials say by implementing the pilot program with Boston-based technology firm Ciro Global, the city has reduced emissions and improved efficiency in the municipal fleet. The new technology was implemented on fire department and DPW vehicles, demonstrating significant air quality benefits while helping to reduce soot buildup, improving vehicle performance, and lowering maintenance costs. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch said the city's committed to exploring innovative ways to protect the environment and manage resources more effectively. He says the partnership with Ciro Global allowed the city to take a lead in testing new technology that benefits residents' health and the city budget. Quincy Veterans Services will hold a flag-raising and wreath-laying ceremony at the Korean War Memorial this morning. The ceremony will take place from 9 to 10 a.m. at the memorial located just outside Veterans Memorial Stadium. Today is the 76th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. When the Communist North invaded the South, the three-year conflict resulted in an estimated 4 million deaths, three-quarters of them civilians. The public is invited to attend today's ceremony. 6 years after devastating floods forced Norwood Hospital to shut down, a new report is detailing the impacts of its continued closure and laying out a possible reopening path. The report released this week by the Norwood Hospital Task Force says the hospital was profitable before it closed, handling 39,000 emergency department visits in its last full year of operation. But on June 28, 2020, a storm dropped 6 inches of rain on the area in just a few hours. Video showed floodwaters rushing inside the lower level of the hospital, forcing patients and staff to evacuate. Plans to rebuild the hospital were abandoned in 2024 amid troubled owner Steward Healthcare's bankruptcy. It remains an unfinished construction project owned by an Alabama-based real estate investment trust. The report said that reaching emergency care now takes significantly longer for the 250,000 residents that were served by Norwood Hospital. Before the hospital closed, ambulances were able to get patients to a hospital within 30 minutes of being dispatched about 52% of the time. Now that they have to travel further to hospitals in Boston, Needham, Newton, or Brockton, that number's down to 29%. Norwood Hospital's closure also meant the loss of a cardiac lab that saw 427 patients in its last year. It was one of just two dozen hospitals in Massachusetts that were specially equipped to treat major heart attacks. Boston Globe reported last week that Mass General Brigham tried to buy the construction site and finish rebuilding the hospital, but owner Medical Properties Trust allegedly raised the price and negotiations have stalled. Now the report's recommending that the legislature pass a bill that would authorize the state to acquire the property through eminent domain, which is the power of the government to take private property for public use. It would then transfer the property to a nonprofit to finish construction and reopen the hospital. Massachusetts used eminent domain to seize St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Brighton from Steward in 2024. The House bill was reported favorably by the Ways and Means Committee in March. If it doesn't pass, the report recommended that the town of Norwood take its own eminent domain to acquire the facility, though it said that the state taking the lead is the preferred path. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 182, the NASDAQ dropped 110, the S&P fell 7. Stocks higher in Asia, the dollar fell, the euro rose, and oil at almost $73 a barrel. Sports, the Rockies beat the Red Sox, Colorado 8-6. Boston's back home at Fenway tonight at 7:10 for a series with the Yankees. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and a high of 83. Cloudy tonight, low 60. Showers off and on throughout the day tomorrow, high 80 degrees. Saturday, some morning clouds and some afternoon sun, high of 80. Sunny 81 on Sunday. For the boater, today waves about a foot. Winds southwest at 5 knots become southeast. Later today, high tide 8:57 a.m. and 9:12 p.m. Sunrise 5:08 sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 25th.